You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's Vegas. It's rock. It's dogs. It's Vegas Rock Dog Radio, a rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. Stand by for great guests and cool advice all in one rocking hour. The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. That's 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And the show is about pets, people, and pop culture. The show is stacked today with rock and rollers. They're all here for one reason only, and of course, it has to be animals. And before we even start to talk about our guests, we've got people in studio, and we've got people calling in, and I don't think we've had so many people in the studio, and we're wondering why there are no cocktails here right now, because we could do with one. There's got to be a cocktail service. Alice, do you deliver cocktails?
Good idea.
Yeah, we need to talk about her business too, because she does charitable work as well for animals and other charities. So before we get started, let me tell you how you can connect with the show in a very social kind of way. Our website is vegasrockdogradio.com. Our Ustream is ustream.tv. The channel is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Facebook, Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Now here's a little change. Twitter, Vegas Rock Dog Show. No W at the end. Just an O at the end. Our call-in number is 702-483-4444, and it's going to get used today. I love that. Our Instagram account, lots of pictures of doggies, and that is, it's usually doggies. I post coffee, I post flowers. That's kind of what I post on my Instagram, and that is Vegas Rock Dog. And if you want to pick up rock and roll clothing for you and your hip dog, you will go to our clothing company, and that is vegasrockdog.com. Our blog, we're getting there. The blog, therockandrolldog.com. That's where all the giveaways happen, the good giveaways and the honest reviews, because as you know, I'm very honest in my opinion. And I've given up on Vine, boring. Yeah. And Google Plus, Sam Ratcliffe, you can find me there. And if you want to download our app to listen to the show, you will go to yap.us, and that's yapp.us. Download the app, download the show. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and the top of the show, I need to tell you this, we finally launched our Rock and Roll Dog Box, which is our monthly subscription box for you and your hip pet. I think it got lost in the shuffle of every bloody post that I did for this event. I'm like, my business is somewhere in the middle of all this mess. But basically, the Rock and Roll Dog Box is a monthly subscription box for you and your pet, not just your pet. So you get something in it too, and we just launched it. And just go to vegasrockdog.com, and you will find the tab on there. So before we get started, let's do our tip of the week. It's the same as last week, because it's kind of important. Everyone who has a home again microchip here in Las Vegas, what you need to do is you need to check your information. There's a major glitch in their system, in their database. All pets that were microchipped by the Animal Foundation prior to adoption have seen some changes where their information is disappearing, and the only information left on the chip or changed to the chip is the Animal Foundation. So if you lose your pet, and you go, well, my pet's chipped, I'll get a call if it ends up at the shelter, you will not get a call. So just go on there. Check that your chip information is correct. And I would check it periodically, because a couple of people have literally changed their information 4 times in 1 year, and it keeps going back to the Animal Foundation. So that's really important for you to do. And I just felt it was worth sharing that again this week. So I'm tired now. That's it. Thanks for listening to the show. Going on now. So let me tell you who I've got in studio today. I've got Brent Muscat from Faster Pussycat. I told him he had to sit next to me because I was going to rub his kneecaps on the break. And we have Alice Goldstein of Alice Goldstein Entertainment. And the name of your other business?
Anything You Want Delivery.
Because I always get it wrong, don't I, Alice? I promote your event. I always say the wrong way around. I have Claire Golightly from
Anything.
The Churchill Foundation. I've got Laura Hi, come on in. Laura Merkovich. And Churchill from the Churchill Foundation. Miss Pat and Eddie Webb just showed up in studio. Yoo-hoo! We're going to get you some chairs in a minute, because you're going to need them. I think we all coordinated the whole black theme today. So we've got online, and we do actually need to speak to him so he can get back to his puppy training class. We've got Rob Hussey online from Cyanide. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, you're there. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Have you ever had a round of applause so early in the morning?
I have not.
Me neither. I feel kind of special today. So you're at your puppy training class, is that right?
Yeah, she's actually graduating today, so it's a big day.
Is she wearing a cap and gown? This is Daphne, isn't it?
What's that?
This is Daphne that's graduating, correct?
This is, in fact, Daphne. She's 7 months old, and she's going to graduate today and move on to the next stage, so we're pretty excited.
And she's also a crime-solving dog, as in Scooby-Doo Daphne, correct?
Yes, she solves mysteries.
I think she needs her own page with that title. That's what I think, Rob.
I agree.
Well, if everyone's listening in, Rob is the lead singer of Cyanide, and not just any old singer, he can sing. You know, people say he can sing and it take a long time to pronounce it. That means he can sing. I am just so thrilled that you're going to be playing our 80s hairball on Friday, April 24th. What do you have in store for us?
Well, we've got a little bit of Motley Crue. We got a little bit of Skid Row. We got a little bit of Ozzy.
My favorite.
Some other stuff. Oh, boy, it escapes me right now. We have Mr. Brett Muscat from Faster Pussycat coming up with us to do some Faster Pussycat tunes, which
we have to really cheer for that. Because, let me tell you something. What year did you say you were taking us back to? 1987?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're going to party like it's 1987.
Oh, I am. Let me tell you, Rob. Pam and I haven't slept in 2 weeks, and we've not eaten. She ate Cheez-Its for dinner last night. That's kind of sad.
The new kind of grooves.
Oh, the new grooves. The new Cheez-Its.
Like, this is my dinner.
It's sad, but you know what? We are going to celebrate that day with you. That's for sure. Don't think we're not going to have a drink, because we certainly are. So, I think we're going to see a sea of spandex, and we're probably going to choke on the smell of hairspray that night, but I think it's all good. And who else is in the band, Rob? Can you give us a little shout out of all their names?
Yes, we got Mark Andrews, our lead guitar player, and he's actually not going to be with us that day because his company is moving into a new building and he has to oversee that. So we have Mr. Leonard Davila from Children of the Grave filling in for us on lead guitar.
That's great.
And we've got Miranda Trenholm on backing vocals. We've got Ryan Gillen on drums. And we've got Mr. David Carr on the bass guitar.
Do you know what? We're really excited. We want to know, you're going to play some Motley Crue?
Absolutely, Motley Crue.
Well, I tell you something, Rob. We're really thankful that you're actually supporting the event. It means a lot to us because live music is very special at any event. And we're glad that your doggies are allowing you to come out and do that for us.
Well, we're honored to be there, and we're really happy that we're able to do it. It's a very great cause that's near and dear to our hearts. So
I know you have all of you have a lot of dogs. I've got the whole list. I've got the names. I'll probably remember your dogs' names before I remember your names. But that's what's important. We get our priorities right that way. you want to say hi to anyone in studio? Because Miss Alice is here, and Brent's here, and Pam's here, and Eddie, and it's a whole crew.
Well, I heard somebody talking about cocktails earlier, and I thought, Alice, why don't you just call anything you want delivery and have them deliver some cocktails?
I like sangria.
Yeah.
Sangria delivered.
It would make the show go a lot quicker as well, I think.
Alice, anytime. As long as you're 21.
Oh, we are. So, Rob, what time is Daphne graduating today from puppy class?
11 a.m. is the start of class. It goes from 11 to noon, and this will be the... this will be the big day where hopefully they'll what they're gonna do is they're gonna set us down at the end of an aisle, and we're gonna be about probably 50 yards away from her, and we're gonna call to her and hope that she comes to us. That's her big test today.
We will be praying for her that she does really, really well so she can wear that cap and gown. So, but we're really glad that you called in the middle of your puppy class, and we will see you on Friday for some good times.
Yes.
What's your website, Rob, before you go?
We are at www.cyanideband.com, and we've got links there to buy our debut album, Lethal Dose, and all kinds of videos and basically anything that you could possibly want to know about Cyanide is all there in one spot.
Well, we'll make sure that we keep sharing all your information so that people are well aware that you're going to be at our event, and we look forward to partying with you on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
He sounds like he's really excited about
that. I am. I really am.
So we'll see you Friday then, Rob. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye, love. Bye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
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 Is everyone kind of tired? Yeah.
Yes.
Events will kill you.
I'm already cranky. Eddie already wants a divorce.
I'm just saying, I don't think I've been a very good wife.
I was mean to your husband, too, today, because I'm like, I couldn't remember the cross street. I've been setting up at B&W all morning, and I'm not even done. And poor Jim. I'm like, I just want the cross street. And he's like, well, you go past Cadillac. I'm like, the cross street.
Oh, he's the worst.
And I'm like,
directions.
So I know every dealership on Sahara now. And I'm like, no, the friggin' cross street. I says, it Rainbow or Jones? That's all I need to know. And he just never answered it. And then Eddie goes, you know, he doesn't know. Why do you have to be mean? And I'm like,
it's okay. He probably thought it was me that
I'm
was
like,
texting.
Is it Durango? I don't even know if it's on Durango side. I've only been here once.
Jim.
But, yeah, Jim got it back.
I like the fact that Pam is...
He's divorcing me, too.
I like the fact that Pam is herself with Jim. I love that. Because he's just a carbon copy of me anyway. So he's used to that. He's probably thinking, I'm sure this is Sam. Oh, it's Pam. That's weird.
Everyone thinks we're sisters.
I know. Everybody, you know what? If everybody just wears sunglasses, dark hair, we can all be related. Yeah. We can all be Kardashians or something like that.
I don't know if you know, Will. We both have twins. I'm a twin. Sam's a twin.
Yeah, we're both left
handed. Pam and Sam, both three letters. Both have three dogs. It's kind of creepy. Wow.
Yeah, we have a lot of...
It's cool, but creepy.
Cool
and creepy. Kind of weird.
Yeah. Jim's always like, you're a nightmare.
We have husbands that adore us.
Yeah.
Right.
Jim's like, I'm so looking forward to April 25th.
The day after.
We can get back to normal. We can clean our houses.
Oh, you can come to his birthday
party. Yeah, I'm having a birthday party.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I saw that.
Just keep it going.
We're keeping it going. Exactly.
Where are you doing the birthday party, Brent?
At the Hard Rock Cafe on Paradise and Harmon there.
Nice.
Right in front of the
casino. See, he knew the cross
street. Yeah,
you're
good.
Awesome.
Jim's never going to
Paradise and Harmon. Hard Rock Cafe. April 25th. Oh. The
9
show
to 11.
9 to 11, exactly.
I think we'll just have to somehow make it down there. What do you reckon?
It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
And I'm not going to ask you how old you are.
Me? You could
29.
That's it.
I'm not saying, but...
We're 29, so you're probably our age.
You're only as old as you feel, right?
We remember the 80s from when we were... Right. 4 years old, something like that. Who I'm talking to right now is Brent Musket from Faster Pussycat. If you're local, you'll also know him from Sin City Sinners.
Woo!
Well, that was your past life, maybe.
Yes, those are my former bands, and I'm really proud that I, you know, was able to have success with both. And with Sin City Sinners, we were able to raise over $1 million for local charities, including the No Kill Shelter here in town.
I knew you'd done a lot of charitable work because you shaved your head a few years ago,
for St. Baldrick's, yeah.
How did that feel after having hair all those years?
It was fun. It was kind of liberating.
Was it? You know,
yeah, it was kind of liberating and fun. So
it's a good cause, though. I've done an event for them.
And I can relate. I have two young kids, and I actually had cancer surgery myself. And
did
went
you
through
really?
That. Yeah. And had a portion of my tongue removed, and then my neck cut from here to here, and so it was kind of scary when the doctor says you have a certain chance to die with this, and we got to get you in there and get it cut out, and so it was a little bit. So after that, I really thought, you know, now when I play music, I kind of want to do it for the right reasons, have fun, and give back, give something back. So.
And I think when you've personally had that experience, the feeling's a little bit stronger.
Scary, and it changes your, changes your life. So
how long was it from being diagnosed to actually being recovered? Was that a really long time or a short time?
I couldn't speak for like 3 months, and then when I started, and the doctor, it was funny because the doctor said, he goes, well, you won't be able to sing again, and I actually think I sing better now. But so I couldn't speak for 3 months, and then after I started talking, I was talking like this with a lisp, and I told my wife, I go, this really sucks. I hope I don't talk like this forever.
It's got to be scary, though.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, and then so I went on to the internet, and I started practicing. I typed in tongue twisters, Google searched, and I started practicing seashells, seashells by the seashore,
And eventually,
but it would come back just for a minute. It would come back clear like this. And hey, did you hear me? I was talking over for a second.
And so, such a good sense of humor about this.
Did you hear that? Great. I was talking perfectly normal for a second, but
oh, wow.
So I would come back for like a minute normal, and then I'd be tired and would go back. I would lisp and things, and then eventually it would come back, and then it came back. You know, after a few weeks of it going back and forth, it came back, and I was able to, you know, really concentrate. I was able to speak, and then it's funny. I'd go out to a bar and drink one beer, and I was back talking like this again.
Quite a few of us, actually.
Yeah.
A few beers.
Yeah.
Do you have a website, Brent? Where do we find you on the internet?
Well, right now, I'm just, you know, since I'm starting something new, I'm really happy to be working with Alice Goldstein.
I love her.
And she's great. And I'm trying to get some, like, rock stars together that live in town, like Phil Lewis from LA Guns, mm-hmm. and maybe possibly Blas Elias from Slaughter and the Blue Man Group, and put, like, another new sort of rock super group or whatever
I
you want to.
I like that name, though.
I don't know.
I think when you hear that word, you know, this is a super group, you're like, oh, there's going to be some really good members to this band.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, that'd be cool. So that's kind of your new thing.
Yeah, the D-list rock stars. I don't know. I don't know. But so we're doing that. And actually, my birthday coming up, the 25th of April, that's going to be our time to sort of try it out and jam with different people and bring in some of our friends from local bands.
And see who clicks.
And see who clicks and stuff. And get Phil Lewis from LA Guns out there.
Phil's fun.
So
that was a fun night we had with Phil.
It would be really great.
Yeah,
you
he's
know,
hysterical.
So excited.
He was flipping out over Meatloaf being sat in front of me, like flipping out completely. That was a good night there. That was a really good night.
So
Brent's going to be... say that again?
It was at a red carpet, right?
Yeah, we went... Did we go see the Jacksons or something?
It was the Jacksons. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
It was okay. It was okay. I'm very honest. It was okay.
I wanted to see that.
Everybody loves the music, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I was listening to it today. I was listening to Beat It on the way in, and Barry White, and Shaft.
Yeah.
All over the place this morning. Yeah. So you're going to play for us on Friday.
That's right. Jam with Cyanide. So I'm really excited to be part of this event. And, you know, it's great to be able to, you know, like I said, give back and hang out with people and do something for a good cause.
Now, you've got Apple, your
Apple,
dog.
Apple, yes.
What breed is Apple?
Apple is a boxer mix, and we rescued her from the no-kill shelter in town off of, just down the street here off, I think, Valley View or something. I think, is it Leeds or?
They're not a local. Maybe it was Dewey.
Nevada SPCA.
So we rescued her from there. And
you have Marvin, is that right?
Marvin. And Marvin was a cat in the neighborhood that one of the kids found. So we said, you know, before it goes to pound or gets hit by a car, we'll take Marvin in. Marvin came in to us about the size of, you know, my cell phone, just a little orange and white puffball, but he is like this big now.
Did he grow into Garfield?
Oh, he's so fat and huge. I mean, he's almost as long as my body. You know, but he's really sweet. And and I think it's good to show, you know, the kids, you know, that, you know, you don't want to buy an animal from a mall or some kind of
You just don't need to
store. I mean, that's just ridiculous, you know.
And I think what you do is you're showing empathy, and I think that's really important. And kids need to see that so they can mirror that, because you do learn from your parents, you know, and who's around you. And it'll help the next generation.
Hopefully, you know, when kids grow up, they'll do it again. But I think it's good to do, you know, go and rescue. There's so many animals that need it. So
many, and I don't think anyone. If you don't even have a pet, I don't think you know what that means until you get a pet.
Right.
Then you turn into the crazy cat lady and the crazy dog lady, and it's okay.
That's good.
And we all relate in this room,
because
we all have that disorder. But I'm absolutely thrilled that you're going to be playing on Friday, and I think people will be really impressed that you're there.
Yeah, I'm happy to just be part of it and help out in any way I can. And I love the theme, you know.
Well, now we've hooked you in. You can't leave our group now. That's it. We're like, Brent, we got this thing going on right now. Do you want to come and play? And Brent's here today because of my friend Alice of Alice Goldstein Entertainment. And Alice, she's a mover and a shaker.
Alice is great.
She makes it happen. Well, she asked you for info. You better get to her in 10 seconds because she's on it.
Yeah.
She's not messing around.
Mover and shaker. So, she's...
But Alice...
doesn't have time to wait.
She doesn't have time to wait. She manages rock stars and reality stars. essentially, don't you, really?
I actually have Janelle Brown coming to your event.
I know. Do you want to tell everybody who Janelle Brown is, who I called Jangle this morning?
Janelle Brown is a sister wife from the Sister Wives on TLC.
And I love Janelle. She came to... This is how powerful Alice is. She managed to get Janelle and Christine from the Sister Wives to come to my comedy roast in drag. And awesome. People did
we
not believe...
We were in drag.
Yeah, it was... You were Slash.
I was Slash.
Yeah. And it was fabulous to see them just be themselves, you know. So what is she going to wear? Is she listening in today, Janelle?
Well, Janelle and I are going to dress up, really dress up.
Yeah.
And we're going to be a little team, but
okay.
I am not saying...
You're going to reveal all. They're going to be
yes.
revealed on Friday. Well, I having seen what you dressed up last time, I know you're going to go all out for that.
Oh, no, the pressure.
Now, tell everybody about your delivery company, because I worked with Alice before. She did... a charitable thing for the Hot Diggity Dachshund and Rescue, where a delivery company took, I think it was a dollar from every delivery you did during one entire month, and she donated that money back to the rescue. But tell everybody what you deliver and where you deliver and how you deliver it.
Well, we deliver pretty much anything that's legal. So you can call us for eyelashes, McDonald's, sex toys, pet food.
All in the
groceries.
Same order.
Yes,
did that go to your house? That delivery went to your house?
Yes. So we've delivered palm trees. I mean,
have you really?
A priest at 2 o'clock in the
You're
morning.
You're kidding
no,
me.
It gets crazy.
That you need to write a book. After the delivery service, you know, let someone else run it, and then you start writing a book. Those stories would be fantastic. But you've worked with, like I say, you've done a lot of stuff with me, with animal charities. Who else have you helped out? Like who, did I just put you on the spot there?
DJ Ashba.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I do work with DJ Ashba.
Yeah, he does a lot of charitable work.
He does. He's amazing.
What's his favorite charity?
Actually, I don't know.
it's a bully campaign.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's right. He does do things to stop bullying.
Yeah.
That's great.
He has Ashba Media, and he does... Like, you see all these amazing props on the strip with the Cirque shows.
Yeah.
His company does all of that.
They do? They design all that?
And he does, like, the zombies on Walking Dead.
I had no idea.
Oh, he's amazing. Just Google him.
I didn't.
Ashba Media.
I had no idea it was that full scope, you know. Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, he's just not a rock star.
Not just a rock star. Not that, like, it's not enough, let me tell you. It's fabulous being a rock star. What's your website, Alice?
Well, it's AliceGoldsteinEntertainment.com, and then also AnythingYouWantDelivery.com.
What are the hours of your delivery again? Because I know they're really good.
9 a.m. to 2:30 a.m.
Oh, I see. Pam, you could have called her instead of having Cheez-Its last night.
Whenever you want a bottle of wine in any restaurant. Yeah.
They deliver. I think it's fantastic if you're staying on the strip. And, you know, you need something from Walgreens and you're not going to trudge down there,
we
you know.
We do a lot of gift deliveries, too. A lot of people don't want to deliver traditional flowers.
Right.
So they'll call us up and order, like, their mom's champagne and bagels and lox.
Nice.
You know, like their favorite breakfast or their favorite restaurant.
It's fantastic. How long have you had that business?
We've been doing it for about 10 years.
You're kidding. Why didn't I know about... How did we meet? Oh, I know. We met through the Sister Wives. That's how we met.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a good night with the Sister Wives and then said, I need to get hold of you guys. Oh, here's Alice's number. And then we became friends.
Yes. Yep.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break because we're going to talk to my partner in fundraising crime when we get back, that Pam Webb. She's fabulous. You listen to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. We'll be right back.
Tired of wasting money on giant boxes of litter that don't work and don't last? Switch to World's Best Cat Litter, the only litter with concentrated power. So even a small bag lasts one cat 30 days. Outstanding odor control, quick clumping, lightweight. It's even flushable. World's Best Cat Litter. Everything else is just litter. Find it near you at www.itsnotjustlitter.com. That's www.itsnotjustlitter.com.
Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss. Online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo!
Hi, Jill. I see you and Bella are enjoying this lovely day as well.
It's a perfect day for a walk. Isn't that right, Bella?
And what a colorful ID tag you have, Bella. It certainly puts my Rusty's boring engraved tag to shame.
Isn't it great? It's a dog tag art tag.
Dog tag art?
Yeah, dog tag art makes the world's coolest pet ID tags. Pick from hundreds of cute designs or upload your photos or artwork to create a unique tag of your own. They even give you 4 lines of text on the back of the tag for important contact information.
I love it! But do they hold up? We have to replace Rusty's metal tags so often because the information wears away.
Dog tag art tags are some of the highest quality pet tags out there. They're made with super durable stainless steel. Your information is always legible, and the tags are guaranteed for life.
Well, I'm sold. Where can I get my dog tag art tag for Rusty?
DogTagArt.com. Shopping there is so easy and fun. You're sure to find one that matches Rusty's personality perfectly.
Sounds great. We can't wait to get online and get a tag of our own.
DogTagArt.com. We keep best friends together. Use the coupon code RADIO for a 25% discount off any tag.
Active for Pets is a new wellness platform and app that helps pet parents save time and money on their vet bills. Stop paying for unnecessary vet treatments. Consult with a vet online. Get unlimited access to your pet's entire health history from any computer or smartphone with the Active for Pets app. Vaccinations, medications, test results, and more. Active for Pets gives you access to a team of expert vets for non-emergency care. Make an appointment before, during, or after office hours. Skip the waiting room and get a secure online vet consult on your schedule. Taking care of your pets is as easy as it gets with Active for Pets. Ready to try Active for Pets? Listeners get 40% off a 1-year membership. To get this great offer, use promo code PETLIFE on the sign-up page of active4pets.com. That's ACTIV, the number 4, PETS.com. Or call 888-512-2848.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
You know, I just want to party. I don't want to do any work today. Let's just like go. Can we go get some beers somewhere? Let's just forget this whole event stuff. If you just listened in, you're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the Queen of Rock and Roll Dogs. And everyone in studio today is here for one reason only, and that is our 80s Hairball fundraiser on Friday, April 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Casa de Copa, which is part of the Bootlegger Bistro here in Las Vegas. And it's amazing who you can pull together and who will offer their help for animals. So I was just chatting with Brent Musket. And he's here in town. You'll know him from Faster Pussycat and the local band, Sin City Sinners, and he's about to put another super band together. Yeah. We've got Alice Goldstein here from Alice Goldstein Entertainment. Next on the list is my twin. Well, no, should we talk to Eddie?
No, you don't want to talk to me.
I do.
You know what's so funny?
You're hot.
This is what I'm going to tell you.
You're
right
hot.
Now.
You're hot.
Is, let me just say this about Pam and Sam, the Pam and Sam show. These two spent 3 hours in a parking lot talking, chatting, BSing, God knows what else.
In that tornado of a wind day.
But yeah, but was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
You guys did a radio interview with Beasley Broadcast.
We did, yes.
Which was great. They were super nice because they're talking about this. They're pushing it out. They're
so nice to us. It's unbelievable.
My wife is like a 5-year-old around her parents' friends.
I can't say anything. I don't know what to say.
She was freaking out. But yet, it's, as soon as the mic's off, then she'll talk your head
off. Oh, yeah.
Because we stood out in the lobby
and
for another
hour. 3 hours.
Talking, which is crazy.
That's what we do.
Eddie speaks for a living, so it's too much pressure him watching me critiquing.
Oh, I said,
oh, come on.
Now I got to take Eddie class. Now I got to take Eddie
class. She's been with me for 8 hours. 8 years. Eight hours seems like 8 years.
She said to me, who's on the show today? So I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And Pam and Eddie. And he looked at me and I went, I know the rock god of radio is in the studio.
Please. But
did you notice he's not here?
What's that?
Did you notice he's not here?
Jim?
He's yeah. looking for that cross street.
He snuck out. He snuck out.
Deep rabbit.
Oh, don't get on that
rabbit.
You know
what he's doing? He's taking a nap. He God is. Bless him.
I'm telling you. With
he's
all,
so lucky.
There is so...
I hate him.
Pam, Eddie like, said, oh, when you no go to Tahoe, he says he just hopes he gets eaten by a bear. He's going to cover himself in peanut butter. And
I'm going to go outside. Just say, take me. Sacrifice myself.
Yeah, because they want to kill themselves when we do events.
Just please make it done.
I think it's good.
It over
yeah,
with.
But Eddie's always like, anything you want delivered, anything you want, I'll do. And so I'll ask him to do things, and then he gets frustrated
that's
with me.
Jim, that's Jim. Do, we, do you say this?
You know why?
You never help me.
You know
me.
Why? When is the event? Friday.
Yeah.
Now
like,
is when
PSA.
All the stuff is. I need a movie. I need this. I want something put together. I need a band. I need this.
Do you have a commercial?
I need these guys. I need a commercial. I need a. It's, whoa, wait, what? Let me drop everything.
Yeah, that's Jim. And,
help you out
and then
it.
I expect Jim to do it.
Oh, I know. Because Jim and I, we conspire together. We're like, is your life miserable right now? Oh, my God, me too. I know. Oh, should you and I go drink right now? You know what? Let's call Alice and get a whole case of tequila. Please. Can we?
All the time now.
I need something. I need a palm tree and tequila.
Can I sign up for this group?
Yeah,
and
join
rubber,
in.
And a rubber chicken.
And a rubber chicken. Oh, my God.
Someone actually asked for chickens to be brought to their hotel room at the Hard Rock.
No. Yes. What are they doing?
I said no. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing with it afterwards? What are you doing with them?
You're like, my friend does things with animal rescue. You better not be ordering chickens.
That's the old joke. What's the difference between kinky and...
Creep, creepy. Well, creepy. Should be
yeah.
in jail.
And, yeah. Well, erotic. Creepy. We'll just use those words. What's the difference between kinky and erotic? Erotic's using a feather. Kinky's using the whole chicken.
She's in the jail. Talking of erotic.
Right.
Didn't you give some sex tips to a book?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Come on, Brent. I want another tip.
Brent?
I want another tip. Can you believe I know this? Can you believe I know this?
Sex, there was a, what was it, sex tips from rock and rollers or sex tips from rock stars or something. But yeah, a guy interviewed me and I don't even remember the tips I gave.
You remember at least one.
Oh, here, yeah. You know what it was? Here's what it was. Get a guitar, show up in a city.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's so hard.
Wear a condom. Wear a condom. Don't get anybody pregnant.
Right? Lather, rinse, repeat. That's what it was. It's not that tough.
Right?
I tried to find what the tip was. I'm like, boy. They had your name in there. I'm like, oh, what was the tip? I'm curious.
I think I was in the Pamela DeBar's like groupie book, too, I think. Well, somehow.
Awesome.
So.
That's I've made it a naughty story with Phil Lewis.
With Phil, yeah, he told that one time, like live somewhere. I turned bright red. Oh my God,
Phil is awesome.
Isn't
yeah,
he funny?
Oh, I was working radio in Phoenix, and there's a place called the Electric Ballroom, which was based off of a an old club that was, I believe, in Detroit. And they used to play there all the time. And so when he came in, he goes, yeah, we're playing at that, what's that place tonight? The Electric Ball Sack? From then on, that venue, when I was on the radio for another 3 years, it was the Electric Ball
Sack. That's what it was known as.
And that's what it became us. And the owners kept going, Eddie, why do you, we'll rename. Now we got to redo a logo. We can't change this.
That is fantastic.
So that was all thanks to Phil.
Oh, my gosh.
We should do a spay and neuter event called Ball Sack.
The Electric Ball Sack.
Yeah. You know, why not? Yeah, that's what I like about us. We don't think anything's weird.
No. Like,
yeah, that's
great.
No chickens.
Anyone else? No chickens allowed, though. No,
I know. Oh, my God.
No chickens. So this is where Pam gets to, like, promote herself. Go on, Pam. Tell us all about Rocking for Rescues, how it all came into existence.
Well, Sam, it's, I started it with my husband, who, by the way, is just phenomenal, unbelievably supportive, and,
It was just, you know what it was? And this is what I'll tell you. See, again, now when we get out of here, she's going to talk my ear off. It was just something that when we were talking, you know, years ago, that we wanted to help. And we were living in Chicago at the time, and we had rescued our first dog, Mater.
Yeah.
And based on the Cars TV show. Because we came up with all these names, and it was kind of like, what about Mater? And she goes, I love Cars. That's my favorite movie in the whole world. And it was like, Mater. Yeah, that works.
There you go.
So now we have a dog named Mater.
I love it.
And after that, we had this party at our house. And it was just really kind of a, I had a couple of things from the radio station, and it was like, well, you know, let's just have some people over. We'll auction off an autographed Ozzy Osbourne book, a couple of 8x10s, you know, from whatever, from Slash, from Duff McKagan, from, you know, whoever, Ted Nugent, whatever. And some people donated some wine and some stuff like this. And we ended up raising like $2,000, yeah, a little over $2,000, right?
For just a little cookout at our house.
And then, you know what? Yeah.
And it just kind of grew from there.
And this is the sixth year.
Isn't that
Except
amazing?
Now we're public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no more.
It's become a much bigger headache for me.
Yeah. It's much easier when it's in your own place, though, isn't it? But then, like you say, when you want to grow it, do you want all the sundry showing up?
So that's when we started doing like the t-shirts, so that way we could donate the proceeds from the t-shirts too, because the t-shirts are pretty cool. You know, it's a guitar pick, it's distressed, it says pick a rescue dog, and it's trademark, you musicians out there.
Yeah, so don't be copying.
Yeah,
but Pam's t-shirts,
this is one of them.
They are fantastic, I have to tell you, and people totally connect with the pick a rescue. It's a guitar pick, it says pick a rescue dog. People connect with that instantly when they see the t-shirt. And you do give back, don't you, from all your product sales?
Every single product, every t-shirt, every tote bag, anything I have.
What else do you sell?
We have car magnets.
Tote bags.
Yeah. Did I say tote bags?
You said car magnets.
Did I mention the tote bags?
You have tote bags?
I'm trying to get rid of. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, tank tops, t-shirts,
magnets.
You
do the wristbands. You do men's and women's, which is great.
I do wristbands. I do these little bracelets that have, like, skulls and paw prints and stuff on them, like little bling-bling things.
So you had, I mean, lots of rock stars are wearing your stuff right now, but who wore your t-shirt this week on TV?
I know, Stuttering John. He didn't even tell us he was in town. And the producer over at Channel 13 sent over that picture, and I was like, no way. And he hosted the show wearing my Rockin' for Rescue shirt. Stuttering John did.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's that exposure does make a difference.
Well,
you know?
He said when he was here last time that, I mean, Eddie knows him, so he's like, oh, yeah, I'll wear it. And I thought, oh, sure, you know, I'm going to send out another dozen shirts to some celebrity that's not going to wear it. And so I sent a bunch to his house. And
well, that's the difference. People will wear your t-shirts. And I think that's the difference between a good t-shirt and a boxy, crispy man's t-shirt where you're not going to wear it.
Well,
women won't wear
ours, them. Ours are tri-blend. They're really cool. I mean, they cost a little bit more. They have three logos. They have custom tags that say, you know, little messages about love them, feed them, take care of your dogs. Like, did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Look in the back.
All the time.
The original logo was like a finger in the nose. And then she was like, nah, I don't like that for the pick a rescue. So, so she went with the guitar pick to make it.
So everything
better,
is music, and everyone thinks Eddie plays guitar because I focus it, because even my logo has a guitar in it, the Rockin' for Rescue. So I'm like, no, he's a drummer.
I'm like, no. I'm like,
you should play on Friday. Let's see everybody judge that.
Oh,
how
please.
Good you are.
You know what? I used to play drums solely for the enjoyment of my neighbors. That was it. They hated me. It sounds like you dropped the drums down the stairs, is what it sounded like. But it was fun.
It was fun.
Because I was like John Bonham. It's just, the harder you hit them, the better it sounds.
Yeah.
It's like a guitar. Brent, you know this, right? You can take an acoustic guitar. Anybody can pick up an acoustic guitar, and they're awful.
Yeah.
Even if you're good, you're not. It's kind of shady.
Wait, not my husband.
But if you plug in an electric and put some feedback, I sound like Neil Young. It's awesome.
That's true.
Right?
That's,
just that feedback.
Is true.
Just, whatever. What's he play? I don't know, but this is awesome. Turn it up.
Yeah, because Danny, Alice's husband, he plays and he writes.
Oh.
And he does lyrics. And Danny's come up with quite a few songs, hasn't he?
Yeah, he writes music all the time. Mm-hmm. Every day. He just wants to, like, put a little light on so I'm quiet when he's recording.
Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Even if he's not recording, the light's on, Alex.
I need
Alex.
To talk to Danny.
Hey, Danny needs to join the gang, the
You
husbands.
Need to come on Saturday and jam with the guys.
Oh, my God. They don't
go on, Eddie.
I'll play
cool.
cowbell.
Yeah,
I love cowbell.
I'll come out
there. You know who has a lot of cowbell in the music? Barry White. I heard it this morning.
Get out of here.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I love cowbell. He has a lot of cowbell. Obviously. Now we're digressing and we're all over the place. Yeah. Pam, tell everyone your website because I want to get to our rescues.
It's rockinforrescues.com, but it's rockin' with the number 4. Don't spell out 4.
Don't be spelling.
It's rockinforrescues.com.
There you go.
And, of course, we share everybody's links because that's what we do because we're all friends. and that's what you should do. You should share all these links because all these people in the studio are doing wonderful things for animals. And now we move on to our fantastic rescues. I just want to mention that we don't have anyone in the studio from the Vegas Shepherd Rescue. They're one of our benefiting rescues also. They do wonderful work. And if you're actually thinking of getting a German Shepherd, these are the people you need to go and see because they just won't hand over a Shepherd to anyone. It takes a certain kind of pet owner to take a shepherd, and they know all about their training and their physicality and their personality traits and health issues and those kind of things. And they're not just giving you a dog. You get so much more in education with them. And that's the VegasShepherdRescue.com. So that's our other benefiting rescue. And studio, we have Claire Golightly. Do you use your middle name or just your...
So,
no.
Let me go ahead and field this.
Go on, Laura.
Yeah,
so, Claire hated Facebook since the day I met her.
Well, I kind of do right now. Yeah, right. I just want to be off it right
so
now.
Then we finally got her on it, but she refused to use her real name, so she was Frances Golightly forever.
Oh, so
and then everybody started calling her Frances in real life, and I was like, no, that's not her name.
My idea, I got confused. Someone addressed me as Frances, and I was like, who?
Who are you talking? You did it to yourself.
At some point, once I got into the... I did it just to follow Flea on Twitter. All I wanted to do was see what Flea was doing. That's all I wanted to do. Really, that's it.
I find
so
that
I'm like,
so
I'm not gonna, I don't want to find high school people. I don't want to know ex-boyfriends. No, just Flea.
Just
that's
Flea?
All I care about. Yeah. So I set up my little Twitter. I have, you know, one follower, and I was like, okay, I'll follow him back, I guess. I don't know.
But I'm following Flea.
You know, and now I barely see Fleas, and I'm on it. And I got like 3 Facebooks and 4 Twitters. Yep. And now it's like, I don't even know what's going on.
That's your fault, Laura. I'm going to blame it on you.
Yeah.
Now so, everybody knows Lara because she has a very famous dog. They probably know her dog more than they know her, in all honesty. We've got Churchill in studio today. Yeah. And tell them why Churchill, why he's so important and why we're here today doing what we're going to do for you next week.
Back to you, Claire.
Well, Churchill, so okay, we're staff of a former local rescue that closed.
Mm-hmm.
Churchill was one of our dogs there that actually went home with Lara because he had a terminal heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, somehow this guy has cured himself and is now pretty much a medical marvel. But he was our inspiration. So we're all breed, dog and cat.
Yeah.
But we do have a special affinity for the behavioral and medical cases.
Yeah.
So we're working on our third major heart surgery right now. We have an appointment next week.
And who's that for right now?
That's for Locke.
Okay, yeah, I saw Locke because you had Richie before, little Richie, and she's doing well, isn't she?
Richie's doing great.
Did she find a home? I know she had didn't she have a stay or stop at a
stay? She's in trial right now.
Oh, is she behaving? Maybe she's not.
She's not behaving
no,
that well.
No, she doesn't want to leave. She don't want to leave. That's why.
No, yeah.
That's smart.
She was doing so good, and all of a sudden, she was just like, no, I'm going to be a turd all the time.
She liked Eddie a lot. She liked Eddie.
She did. Oh.
She's a sweetheart. She's doing good. She's just
entering that adolescence, I'm going to do what I want, and you're going to deal with it, Faith.
Yeah, once she got fully recovered from the surgery, a different dog started to come out. That she started to get a little...
A 3-pound dog is the boss of them right now.
Absolutely. Running the entire house.
So how much is Locke's surgery?
Locke's,
that's probably up there, isn't it?
It's a couple $1,000s, yeah. It's.
I think the low end... I know the high end is $4,200.
Oh, good lord.
So we have to always raise the high end.
Yes.
Just in case,
yeah.
God forbid, anything goes wrong and it ends up being higher than the high end.
It's a lot of money.
But yeah, so we always have to raise the high end. I know the high end's 42. I want to say the low end is like 26 or 28.
Yeah, 28.
So it's a pretty huge margin. It's like...
And you operate solely on donations, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't have grants coming in?
For now.
For now, yeah.
We're working on that, grants definitely. And that sort of thing.
What's the website address for everyone that's listening in?
Just thechurchillfoundation.org.
Now, Churchill had a bucket list. Which
yes.
He kind of doesn't need the bucket
he's
list now.
Dying.
But just keep going.
The bucket list is over. He just is a house dog now.
Tell everyone about some of the things that were on that bucket list and what were done for him.
Pretty cool stuff. I mean, he got to go... it's actually funny. One of the first things he got to do was to go to California and go to the ocean.
I remember that.
Which, funnily enough, the volunteers that we didn't know very well that took him to the ocean are now... going to be board members of the Churchill Foundation, so they've become like total family. And
that is great.
It's really bizarre to look back.
We don't let people go.
Yeah.
The collectors.
It's kind of like we want to watch the dogs, right? I always kind of want to see what's going on. So I friendly stalk. I usually ask their permission.
Not creepy.
Just
not
because
creepy.
I kind of want to see, you know. Before we had a facility, so we weren't as bonded to the animals, and now it just seems to say, okay, you can adopt this animal. I'm like,
as long as we get to still see them.
I'm
going
to need to see where they are.
As long as we get to still see them,
absolutely.
You know. I think that makes it a little bit easier, doesn't
it? Well, and it's the really fun part of rescue. It's a super roller coaster ride, and the funnest, greatest, most satisfying part is seeing them in their home, seeing them happy, sleeping, snuggling, whatever. And knowing that that is complete and we're on to the next.
And you really do take your time. And that's what I like about your rescue. You're not about numbers. You're not about just, here, get a home. Here we go. Pass out a dog. Pass
we're
out a cat.
We're kind of a pain in the ass.
You're slow.
Yeah.
I like
we
it.
We kind of are, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. You don't get to just, you know, walk in and pick up an animal.
No,
has
no.
Churchill ordered anything from Alice?
He
sure
probably will.
I can drink now.
He has the greatest personality,
One
though.
Thing I wanted to say about numbers is that... I think we have like 12 dogs right now, which is probably the most we've ever had.
Right. And all fosters.
I don't understand
foster homes.
How all these rescues have so many dogs. I have 12 and I'm like dying.
You want to kill yourself?
I can't handle all these dogs. Like, well, obviously they're not all at my house. They're in foster homes, but it's still like I have to coordinate everything for them.
Well, this is it. And I think a big part of managing rescue is not being crazy. And you just can't take in every animal. You know, it has to be manageable so you can do the job properly so that you're not overly stressed out. It's a stressful thing anyway. And I think to put that on yourself even more is counterproductive to what you're trying to achieve. You know, because everybody burns out in rescue, and no one takes a break from rescue. And
we do intake holds pretty frequently.
You did a good job after Best Friends, though, didn't you? The conference, you did a hold on intake.
We're kind of on the brink of another one now, because we do have
to catch up.
12 animals right now, which is a lot for us. I mean, that's all foster homes. I have 3 fosters right now.
It's a lot to coordinate.
It's a lot. Like the other day, we had 5 dogs going to like 3 different vets, so it was like a jigsaw puzzle of like, all right, Cora has to be here at this time and Shelby has to be here at this time.
And everybody works.
Yeah, no, we all have full-time jobs because we don't get paid to do rescue.
That's right. Wouldn't it be great to be able to pay yourself, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it really would be fantastic. And I mean, if it's anyone that deserves pay.
The shelter we came from, we were employees.
Right.
So we did get paid to do it.
And they just dissolved they essentially dissolved the rescue, didn't they, that you worked with, and the facility was then gone. You had to get homes for everyone. And then it kind of forced you into Churchill because I know you'd...
Yeah,
you'd
well,
got some
originally,
wheels
the whole thing with his bucket list was that he wouldn't... One of the items was to have a foundation in his name.
Well, there you go.
And it was... originally, though, it was supposed to be like a subsidiary of that shelter.
I see.
And be like a medical department or something like that. So when they closed down... We were just like, well, I guess it's going to be its own thing. And then it just kind of steamrolled to here. I don't know what happened.
The time has come. Are you going to have a table at our event? Are you going to sell any swag? What are you going to do? Do you need to have a table? Do you want to have a table? Do you want to just have a good time? Because you never get to have a good time.
You know, we don't have merchandise. We have info. So we will have a table that has information.
We can put it in the bags and you can have a good time.
We tend to like to socialize.
We like to socialize and talk to people. And honestly, I'm going to be geeking out the whole night. Like when I was at Pam and Eddie's house, I had to take a 10-minute pause and be like,
I need a minute to
soak this in. This is just kind of my element and all the musicians. It's just kind of like, oh my God, are you kidding me? So this is like sustaining me for a good...
For another year, probably. I didn't know who half the people were.
Well, what we aim to do...
She's a baby.
Well,
I was born in 87.
She's a baby.
What do I know?
Oh, so was I. So was I.
Oh, my God. She's probably wondering, still wondering who John Bonham is right now.
No idea. Serious?
She says, my wife says to me, because over the years I've got all these autographs and I've been fortunate enough to get them framed and hanging up in the house, which is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And my wife's like, who are these old guys we're hanging up here? That's how she says it. Well, I don't want an old guy hanging up in my living room.
I know, and then you know, since we do a lot of auctions.
Oh, you mean Ron Wood from Rolling Stones?
That old guy.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Last year we auctioned off some autographed pictures that we had, and I go, "Who's?" And Eddie writes these descriptions so people know exactly who they are, and I go, "Who's this old guy?" And he goes, "Lindsey Buckingham." I go, "Well, what about this other old guy? And what about that one guy?"
Ray Davies.
Yeah. And I'm like, so all my sticky notes are old guy 1, old guy 2, old guy 3. And like the only one I know is like Slash, Def Leppard. Yeah. I'm like, I know all about them.
Don't feel bad, Lara.
I was geeking out over the Sons of Anarchy memorabilia.
But
so.
There you go. Yeah, that is funny. Well, they're pretty.
The pictures one you have that's about 10 different celebrities. It's kind of Robert Plant, Bono,
Yeah, maybe,
everyone,
maybe
from
one
anyone
these
you can imagine.
Maybe one of these days
David
we'll
Gilmore,
donate that.
And I was like, if you give this away, I'm going to kill you.
No, we're
like,
gonna probably that's yeah, that's worth a lot. We're gonna probably auction that off when Sam and I become a 501.
Yeah, because
we're going to be an organization that helps all rescues.
Yeah, almost so. Like a, oh, we got 5 minutes. Almost like a
like gosh, you would just say, hey, we need help with this surgery, and hopefully we have a gazillion dollars in the account, and we can say we'll take care of that $2,800 to $4,200.
We just paid it for you, you know.
Yeah. Gosh, we would really appreciate
that. And there's nobody like that. I don't think there's anybody like that that does that.
We used to have the Funny Bones Foundation, and then it got dissolved. It was the same kind of thing, mm-hmm. but now there isn't, and you'll be back.
You'll get that request.
You'll be only one.
I mean, I should have applied a long time ago. Claire and I have been talking about it for over a year. It's the paperwork's a nightmare, and it's like, I think I need like a shrink, sangria. Alice can deliver it. I can have a shrink, sangria, a lawyer, and then the 501c mm-hmm. packet in front of me. And
we'll do a fundraiser for Pam for the 501.
Honestly, the only reason we ended up getting our 501 was because of the EZ form.
The one they just passed the law last year.
Yeah, it was easier, wasn't it?
Which is awesome, and we got it. But one of the like criteria or whatever, you can't raise more than $50,000
a year.
Which when we applied, I was like, oh, that's never going to happen. But now we're working on our 2014 financials, and I'm like,
it could possibly happen.
Could happen.
Well, what do we do if we do? Like, what happens? Do we get in trouble?
That's like we were told. I said, I'm just going to do the easy form and be done. And then they said, you can't raise more than 50.
It's only for the first 3 years. Yeah. So that's, and I'm like, well, I'll never raise that. But it can be.
It's too small, I think, because every year it gets bigger and bigger. And hopefully this Friday, if everybody will come out, we can raise a ton of money and get those surgeries paid for.
Come out and get your tickets at 80shairball.com. Before we go, in one word, everybody tell me what your pets mean to you.
Everything.
Unconditional love.
Yes. Alice.
I agree to that.
Pam.
I said mine first. I said everything.
Oh, everything.
I went first. I was like, everything.
Claire.
I mean, everything.
Lara. One word.
They were kind of my salvation.
Oh,
they rescued
Lara.
Me right back.
Aw. Laura.
Oh, me?
she kind of likes snuggles.
I'm going to say snuggles.
Oh, Eddie, what's your word?
That was Eddie's word. Eddie was
the one word that describes the pets.
And we were going to bring Shrimpy Doodle up
here. Oh, he'd have been fun.
He would have been fun. Oh. He would have chewed something.
Yeah, he'd have chewed stuff. Yeah.
Hopefully he'd have still been on the air.
Yes, I would have been stupid.
My word for
you're lost for words. I love it.
Love is too easy.
It is, yeah.
I was trying to think of something that was a little different, so I'll just go with that for now.
Yeah. They're our world. That's for sure. Well, I tell you what, we're going to close the show out by saying, remember, you can help a pet in need, either rescue, adopt, donate, volunteer, share their information, or play like a rock star at a fundraiser. Rescue your next family member, replace the word shop with adopt, and be kind to all animals. I want to thank Brent Muscat, Alice Goldstein, Rob Hussey, who called in earlier, Pam and Eddie Webb, Lara Murkovich, and Claire Golightly, Francis, whatever she wants to be called today. We'll go with it. For coming in studio, we're going to have an amazing event next week. And take a moment to like their Facebook pages, make a donation today, because I know they will respect and appreciate your donation. And today, you've been listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, where it's all about pets, people, and pop culture. And I'm your host, Sam, the queen of rock and roll dogs. Remember, kiss your pets, good morning and good night. We will see you next week, and we'll see you at the Hairball, and then we'll do a big update on how much money we raised. Thanks for listening in.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.